Vocology is an emerging field. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Lynn Helding, associate professor of voice at Dickinson College, analyzes the importance of studying voice and vocal characteristics.
If the eyes are the window of the soul, the voice is its music. And while professional singers rely on voice as their primary tool of trade, an estimated 10 million U.S. workers in professions ranging from teaching to tourism do so as well. But regardless of profession, we all rely on voice to communicate. That's what inspired both the scientific field of vocology, defined as the study of vocalization, and the new Pan-American Vocology Association, dedicated to the science of voice habilitation for artistic, professional, and everyday use. The story of voice science begins in 1855 when famous singing teacher Manuel Garcia, in front of the Royal Society of London, diverted sunlight off of a hand mirror onto a dental mirror to observe the first live view of the larynx and the human voice. The laryngoscope became an important medical tool, and there we see the beginning of voice science rooted in medicine and pathology. Yet most voices are healthy, a fact captured by the word habilitation, which does not mean to repair, but simply means to enable. Our voices communicate everything from the mundane to the profound, and when words fail, we coo with delight, wail with sorrow, or scream with fright. Between word and utterance lies singing, thought to be an evolutionary adaptation that helped ensure human survival, but certainly an ability capable of great artistry that incites deep emotion. From the Met to story time with your kids, the voice is invaluable. Research in vocology advances new treatments for repair of the damaged voice, but more importantly, vocology enables the healthy voice to flourish.
That was Lynn Helding of Dickinson College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.